I'm Carrie Westfall, a program manager on the Access team. I'm here with Jeff Conrad, a tester on our team. He's here to show you about an Access Services application he's been building. Jeff, tell me a little bit about what you do on the team.
Sure. I'm a software tester. I work primarily with Access Services. So this is the server component of Access Client for Access 2010. So I test a lot of the functionality that we use in the browser.
Tell me a little bit about the history of your application.
Sure. This particular Access Services application is based on a client application that I used to sell to some clients. And it's also based on some work that I used to do before coming to Microsoft. It handles a lot of restaurant management duties, so employees, purchasing, inventory, a lot of functionality that makes things a little easier if you're in the restaurant management business. So what I've done is try and take that existing client application. I'm trying to move as much of that functionality from client to the web using Access Services and running it in the browser.
Jeff, could you give me a look at your application?
Love to show you. Here's my application inside the browser. On the home page, you can see a list of the today's orders, today's deliveries, today's appointments, and any upcoming birthdays for the employees. I have an about form here that lists some information about the application. Across the top, this is a navigation control. It's new to Access 2010. If I click on the vendors area, you can see information about the vendors that I have in the system. If I click on one of these find records, I can actually drill in and see the particular information about each vendor. And if I come over here to the schedule tab, I can see the orders for this vendor and the delivery days. If I click on the top of these labels, you'll notice it sorts by that particular field. And if I want to change that, I can click the sort order Z to A, and I can change that so now it's sorting the opposite direction. If I want to create a new vendor, I can click this button. And beneath on the second level of this navigation control, you can see individual letters, so I can drill into a smaller subset of the vendors by the listing of the letter of their first name. This inactive button lists all the inactive vendors. And if I click the reports button, you'll see a list of all the reports that I have for the vendors on the web. Let me open up the phone list one to show you. I can select active vendors, inactive vendors, or all the vendors. And if I click the preview button, you'll see this web report displaying the entire vendor contact phone list. If I go to the Purchases tab, this tracks all the purchases for the restaurant. And as you see here, I have a button to create a new invoice, and I have a listing of existing invoices I've already saved. You see this green on the left side, that means the invoice is balanced. If it's red, that means the invoice is not balanced with its details. Let me open up one of these to show you. This opens up a detail form about the particular invoice. Since it's balanced, you'll notice this is green and it says balanced up here. If I click the details tab, here's all the individual line items for the particular invoice. And just to show you some functionality with data macros, which are new in this version, I'm going to make this no longer balanced. If I click OK, the data macro goes and checks against the invoice details, and you'll notice this now turns to red and it lets me know, whoops, I've made a mistake, that is now no longer a balanced invoice. If I go back and change that and click OK, the record gets updated and now it's back to green. I can even click on this button and see an individual invoice detail report. And I can see all the details and I can print this out. If I want to click on an individual vendor from this form, I can click on that vendor and it browses to that particular vendor detail form that you saw earlier. And if I click back, I can go right back to where I was before on the Purchases tab. I can also apply filters. So if I want to see all the vendors, all the invoices for a particular vendor, let me pick, say, Fourth Coffee. If I want to clear the filter for this, I can click the clear filter button, and I can see all the invoices again. I could also select a specific invoice number. If I think the invoice had 547 in it, I could type in those digits, click Apply Filter, and it could show me all the invoices that had that particular number sequence in there. As you can see, there's three. And clear the filter again. And if I want to drill into a specific date, I know that invoice was, say, on the 27th. I could drill in and see all the invoices for that particular day. Again, with the sorting, I can click here and sort the invoices Z to A if I'd like. Across here, I can see invoices for the last 30 days, upcoming between the 31 and 90 days past, 90 days older. I can also click this button and see any unbalanced invoices that need my attention. I can audit the invoices by clicking this button. So say, for example, I'm ready to run some invoice reports, and I want to make sure, just one last check to make sure all my invoices are balanced. I can give it a date range, and I want to check all vendors. I can click the Run Audit button. And what this is going to do is run a data macro, loop through all those invoices, and check the total against the invoice details. As you see here, it's finished and it says there are no unbalanced invoices. So I know for the particular date range that I provided, there are no invoices that need my attention. I can also come to the reports and run reports on all the invoices. So let me give another date range here. I could alternatively select detailed, summary, unbalanced. I could have all vendors or a specific vendor. Let me just choose all vendors here. And when the report comes up, you'll see the completed details of all the invoices for that particular date range. I can scroll down. And I even have some conditional formatting here. As you see, this is a credit invoice from this vendor, so this is why it's in red. It's a negative amount. If I come over to the Employees tab, here's a list of the employees in this particular application. And I can drill in and see the particular information about that employee. If I click on the Map tab, you can see I'm using Bing Maps here, and I can drill in to see exactly where the employee lives. I can also click this Invoice button and see another report on all the details for that employee. I can click this button to see to start a new employee. Again, I have letters across the top if I want to drill into just a specific range of letters. If I have any inactive vendors, they'll be listed under here. Employees, once in a while, should get some vacation time. So I have the start date and end date for their vacations here. And if I click the vacation calendar, I'm actually hooked into the SharePoint calendar view. If I scroll down a little bit, you'll see all the vacations for the employees listed here. If I click terminations, once in a while, certainly we have to have some employees leave the place, so we have to fill out some information about the employee upon their termination. Here's the information for this one. And with a data macro, after you save that record, it's going to mark that employee's record as inactive, so they're no longer going to show up in my active list of employees. If I click the Reports tab over here, you'll see I've got another navigation control across the left side here. Here's showing all the active employees. I've got a birthday list, job code listing, emergency information, hire dates, pay rates, a phone list. I'd like to show you this last one here, permit dates, to show you some conditional formatting in the server browser. Each employee has to have a food handler's card, and some employees have to have a liquor permit card. With the conditional formatting, let me scroll down just a little bit for you. If their card is still valid, it's in green. If their card is about to expire within the next 30 days, it's yellow. And if their card is expired, it's in red, and it highlights that for me, so I know that their card is expired, and it even tells me in this particular field how long it's overdue. So I need to get on those employees to have those cards renewed. If I go to the scheduling, here's where I can actually enter the labor hours. I'm going to select, say, today's date, and I can see the employee's name, how many hours they worked, if they received any tips, and an optional comment. This person here arrived late. On the labor scheduling, this is one of my favorite areas where I actually have to write the schedule for everybody. If I click today's date, you can see, again, the employee's name, but here you can see what job code they're working in, the start time of their shift, and their end time. I have records for this particular week in here as sample data. In the labor hours tab, you can see some generic labor plan templates that I use. These are, for example, something that would help me create the schedule for the following weeks. On a typical Monday, these are the shifts that we usually have, and I can just assign a job code, a start time, and end time, and use that to help me generate schedules. If I want to delete the labor plan, I can click here. If I want to see the individual detailed reports of the labor plan, I can run a report here. Copy schedules. This is very, very interesting functionality with data macros, which are new in Access 2010. I just showed you that labor plan. So if I want to apply this Monday generic template to next Monday, say the 3rd, which I don't have any records in, I'm creating that schedule, I can click this button, and this is going to run a data macros that's going to take the information from that particular table and apply it over to my schedule table, and now I can just add names to those schedule blocks. So the data macros have completed. Let me jump back to the labor schedule and show you the result. I'm going to click on the 3rd here, and you see I've already got a good jump on my schedule. I don't have the employee names yet, but I've got the job code and the start time and end time, the shifts that I need to fill in. All I need to do is select an employee. I can also, from the copy schedule, select to copy an entire days of schedule including the employee. Say, for example, Tuesday's schedule this week is going to be identical for the next Tuesday. I'm going to have the same people working exactly the same shifts. Here again, I'm running data macros that are going to go through the schedule table, and it's going to create extra copies of those shifts but with a different date. So once this is complete, I'll show you over on the labor schedule here. I didn't have any records for that date before. Now if I click on the 4th, you'll see it's exactly identical to the previous week. And I can make minor adjustments here to the start time and end times and the employees and job codes. But this gives me a good jump on getting the schedule done for the following week. If I wanted to, I could also copy an entire date range. So, for example, an entire week's worth of schedules. On the Delete Schedule tab, I can delete an entire day's worth of schedule. Say I made a mistake and I didn't want all that particular labor template applied to the 3rd. I can come over here and click the Delete Schedule button, and it deletes all the records for that particular date. On this button, I can come over and delete an entire date range of schedules. Say, for example, I want to delete all of next week and just start over. I could select the start date and end date and delete all those shifts with one button. On the payroll reports, I could come in and select a date range and list the actual hours for all the employees for that particular week. The schedule reports, let me show you this one really quick. I'll show you an entire week's worth. We'll start on Monday's date and switch over to the following Sunday. And we have detailed report or summary. I can select all employees or a specific employee. I can drill into all the job codes or a specific one. Down here, I could email the schedules to all the employees. I'm just going to bring up the report so you can see it in the browser. And this particular report is a detailed list of when everybody is coming in and what job shift they're working. So as you can see on Monday, here's all the breakdown of the shifts. Let me scroll down just a little bit for you. And you can see right down here at the bottom, here's the total scheduled hours I have for Monday. On the products tab, I can come over and see a list of all the products that I ordered for the restaurant. I can drill into a specific one by clicking the Find Record button. And I can see all the details about this particular product, what report group it is, what inventory location, is it an active product, is it inventoried. I could also search, if I have a lot of products in here, say I want to search for everything that has the word bread in it. This brings up a detail form with some navigation buttons, and I can browse through and see every particular product that has the word bread in it. If I want to do some filtering, this particular sample data has over 600 products in there. It's a lot to look at one time, so I could drill down and say I just want to look at one report group. So let me drill down, select general groceries. You'll see now it lists all the general groceries. If I want to go a little further and go by inventory location as well, I could ask it to show me all the general groceries in the dry storage, and I've drilled the list down even further. I can clear the filters. I could also do some sorting up here. Again, I have some extra letters up here if I have any inactive products. I also have a data sheet view where I could do some additional individual particular filtering here. Click on reports. I've got lots of options for the reports. I could do an alphabetical listing, a grouping by reports, a grouping by inventory location. I can select the status. I can drill into a specific report group or show them all. Again, inventory locations, I could show them all or just a specific one. Let me just do a quick one here of report groups. And this report lists all in alphabetical order, starting with the individual report group codes. Come over to the appointments. Here's all the appointments I have this week. Here's the ones for today. And I could look in all the ones for this week. I could drill in and look at the individual details for that. See what the start time, end time, if I have any notes on there. Again, another reports option here. I can view the appointment report details. If I come to the administration area, this is for the manager to control more high-level administrative functions of the application. As you saw on the home page, I had some information listed. This is where all this information is being pulled from, this particular record. I've got the company name, I have a greeting, address information, and then I have a series of tabs here to show some of the system tables that I use in the application. I even have my own little color picker to show a different position color if I'd like. I've got report groups, the inventory locations, any labor comments that I want to add, people arriving late. Settings tab, I have some information that I can use for data macros. I've got the version number, a range limit on the copying schedule records. I can selectively choose to log events or make the site available or not available, send email if there's some errors. I'll show you this in just a minute. On the error log table, I've got a listing if I have any application errors that are generated within Access Client. And similarly, a log for all the server errors. On the Reports tab, I have a reports listing of all the functionality for the administrator to look at. So that's the application in the browser. Let me have you take a look at the application within Access Client. As you see, the visual parity is very, very, very close. It looks just identical to what it does in the browser. I actually have some functionality here in this application that doesn't move to the web. So what I just did there, you probably didn't notice, I double-clicked on this image logo and it brought up a client form. Same particular example here of all the dashboard effect here, but you'll notice there's different options across the top here. These are functionality elements that just don't go to the web for right now. These are more complicated reports that I use with VBA code to show extra functionality. But I can use these within Access Client with the data connected up to my Access Services site. So for example, I want to look at daily labor plan with all the job codes with color. If I click preview, you can see this is a nice report using VBA code in Access Client. And it lists everybody's shift in a nice graphical view. And if I go to the second page, it lists the total hours for each particular position and a total for the day. I could also drill into just specific job codes. Say, for example, the kitchen manager, I could give that particular person all of their individual employees, and they could carry that around with them during the day. Weekly schedule, I've got quite a few options here for the weekly schedule. Let me choose a 1 week time frame. And let's add some color. And this weekly schedule is something that the manager would post at the restaurant for the employees to look at what shifts they're working. As you see on here, this particular person is working a split shift in two different job codes. They're all color coordinated. It's a two-page report that I could just hang up in the back office. I could also choose a calendar style, just a different way of looking at the data using VBA code. Let me add some shading for every other line with this particular report, with the vertical. This report is very similar to the one that you saw in the browser I was able to duplicate. It doesn't have the color, as we can't do that on the server forms. On the server reports, but I have this functionality here in the client. And at the bottom, the last page, you can see this particular person has gone into overtime for this week, and it's got some shading on every other line. One last option, the columns, just another way of looking at the data. If I go over to the labor reports, I've got a nice chart here for the labor hours breakdown for that particular day. I could select a different day and drill into that. I can also run a report on the weekly labor totals. Let me pick another 1 week time frame and also show you a new functionality in Access 2010 with data bars. Click preview. You can see the data bar color codes inside the individual fields there. If I go over to vendor reports, here are some of the reports that are client only. I've got some VBA code and some sub reports. I can choose all the vendors. And this is something that I could post up inside the restaurant, what days each of the vendors are ordering. And you can see on Wednesday, I don't have to make any orders. On the invoice reports, again, let me choose a nice time frame. Do detail. Let's go ahead and shade every other line. As you can see, I'm using subreports in here to display all the information. And on the last page, again, you can see some data bar functionality. So I can see I am using a lot in this particular report group for my weekly purchases. I could also drill into that same report by selecting one or more vendors. On the employee reports, if they're cross-trained into more than one position, I can bring up a grouping list and see when I'm making my schedule who has been trained into other positions. On the administration area, I can move the inventory sort order up and down. I've got a button to control my custom ribbons, which I'll show you here in just a moment. A nice graphical report of all the relationships in the database. And this button is specifically for the Access 2010 book that I'm writing. I can update the sample data and push all the dates forward using data macros. If I want to update it by 1 week, I can just plug in one here and press the button. And using data macros, I can update all the dates in there by 1 week. And so I can selectively update the sample data for the book. Up here on the ribbon, this is a custom ribbon, again, that moves up to the server. It just is stored there, but when I hydrate the application down, the users will see this custom ribbon in their Access client. It shows me how many appointments I've got coming in the next 7 days. I can click the Home tab, and it brings up the web view of my main form here. This one is the client form, and this one is the web one, the one that you see in the browser. I can selectively drill right into each particular area by clicking the custom ribbons, and I can even go down to the second level. If you see here, I click Report Groups. I'm on the second level under Administration, going into Report Groups. I can drill into the individual report areas for each one as well. And I can exit the application, and I can have, again, an entry point for the About form. So as you see, this application can function in the browser, and I can bring this application down into Access Client and extend the functionality by using some other features that we have in Access Client. So I'm going to minimize this, and what I'm going to have now is Carrie's going to log in and actually see the SharePoint permissions that I have set up. So she's going to go to the same application, the same site, and she's going to see something completely different.
Yeah, I see all my entries as my job codes, and I get all my information because I'm logged in as myself.
So you don't see all the other tabs across there because she's been assigned a specific SharePoint permission level as restaurant employee. And so when she logs to the site, all she sees is her individual schedule record. She doesn't see all the other feature areas of this application.
Makes sense.
Good.
Get the data that I want.
Exactly.
This was a great demo, Jeff. Thank you for showing it to
us.
Sure.
No problem.
Can I get it?
Well, obviously, this particular application is going to be part of the Access 2010 Inside Out book. Still working on that. Best guess would probably be summertime is when the book's going to come out. So if you like a copy of this application, make sure you pick up a copy of the book.
Great. Thanks for having us.
Thanks. I appreciate your time.